Welcome to the good news, right? I mean, the first reading is just awful. It's just terrible. I can't imagine the courage that it took for these Jewish men to say to the king and his attendants, "Do what you will. I will not be swayed from my faith and my belief." I don't know that I've had that kind of courage, or that I would have in the face of that kind of sort of threat. I guess we never know until we're there. Unfortunately, we mostly live in a country where we don't have to confront that issue. And then St. Paul talking to the Thessalonians. He gives us hope. He tells us the Lord Jesus Christ, who is encouraging our hearts and strengthens us in every good deed and word. The Lord is faithful. He strengthens us and guards us from the evil one. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the endurance of Christ. It seems to me that we are in for a penny, in for a pound. You can't sort of trust Jesus Christ when things are going well and knowing that everything will be okay. We have to trust God when we look around and all we see is devastation and disaster and fear and chaos. We have to trust that Jesus Christ, that God, is aware of what's going on and that God's plan continues to unfold. We certainly can derail it if we try hard enough. And quite frankly, it doesn't take very much because I've done it myself. But we can't stop it. God's plan will unfold. You've heard me say it up here. The relentless love of Jesus Christ doesn't quit. These men in the Old Testament, they didn't quit. The people in the early church didn't quit. They realized more and more as time unfolded that the things that Jesus Christ said were meant for the ages. They were meant for you and I. And that's the power of the Word. For over 2,000 years, it has gotten us through thick and thin, through penny, through pound, through disaster, through rich and poor. And it will continue to do so. But it is incumbent upon us to trust that that's going to happen. I've gotten up during the day and I have said, you know, if Jesus would just listen to me, things would be so much better. And then at the end of the day, when things kind of unfold and I go to bed and it's like, I'm so glad Jesus didn't listen to me today. Therein lies our challenge, every day of our lives. To start the day by saying, you know, Jesus, I trust you. I don't know what the day holds for me. I don't know how it's going to unfold, but I will put my life in your hands and I will ask you to keep me safe, to keep me enfolded in your love and in your grace, to help me live out the word that you have given me with passion, with gentleness, with consistency, so that your word, your plan will unfold and my little piece of your plan will move forward. It's not always easy. It's not always easy. There is a reason that I don't read the newspaper and read the comic strips instead. It's intentional for me to do that. Yes, I have other news feeds, and so I do know what's going on in the world. Somebody won the pennant, right? Some baseball team won the pennant, right? Yeah, it was in the paper. We get to choose. Just like those men in the Jewish Testament chose, we are going to do this. And they probably didn't have a conversation beforehand, but they were steeped in Jewish tradition. They were steeped in the power of God. And so they went to their deaths willingly. We too should be able to choose willingly how we're going to let God unfold our lives. So as this week unfolds, I invite you to think about that. Where does God's plan for me work out? Where is it on my list of priorities? And how often do I have to say to Jesus Christ, yes, I love you, yes, I trust you, until it becomes our default? That's where we should live. That's where we should be.